This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Bay Area goes to bat on VAs. Newsom keeps Klamath in drought order. And GAO pushes for action from USDA on SNAP and climate. Bay Area cities come out in full force behind VAs. A state water board workshop on Delta water quality last week began as most do. Dozens of environmental advocates vehemently rejected a voluntary agreement proposed for the Tuolumne River watershed. They argued that the state has delayed action and is agreeing to a backroom deal with water interests. Then the workshop took a new turn when dozens of Bay Area cities weighed in. The water districts argued the Bay Delta Plan, without the agreement, would require hundreds of thousands of residents to ration up to 54% of their use during extended drought years. The cutback would hit Silicon Valley and hurt housing growth, they said. The board will vote on the agreement in coming months. Now keep in mind, the districts represent a region where Governor Newsom got his start in politics long before he proposed the framework for the voluntary agreements. Dollies urge Newsom to lift Klamath drought order. Senator Brian Dolly and Assemblymember Megan Dolly, Republicans representing the state's northernmost districts, are pushing Governor Newsom to lift the drought declaration for the Scott and Shasta Rivers. The governor lifted declarations for most of the state in March, but he reasoned that the Klamath Basin and its tributaries were still struggling with long-term drought impacts. Subsequent precipitation has left only a small portion of the region in moderate drought, the lowest category of drought. Klamath National Forest, meanwhile, reports 163% of average snowpack. The lawmakers argued Newsom's decision to maintain the declaration has put a heavy burden on family farms and ranches in the Siskiyou County. The State Water Board's emergency regulations still threaten irrigators with curtailments and are disrupting the growing season, they claimed. Lower basin states strike deal on Colorado River. California, Arizona, and Nevada have reached a consensus on how to conserve at least 3 million acre-feet of water until 2026, but the plan still needs to be approved by the upper basin states and Bureau of Reclamation. Under the plan that the Colorado River negotiators from the lower basin states detailed in a letter to Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Touton yesterday, water users would be compensated for up to 2.3 million acre-feet of reductions with Inflation Reduction Act funding. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. McCarthy calls debt talks with Biden productive. The search continues for a bipartisan deal to lift the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was upbeat after a meeting with President Biden for about an hour and a half last night. McCarthy told reporters the meeting had been productive, although there are still philosophical differences. I think the tone tonight was better than any other time we've had discussions, said McCarthy. North Carolina GOP Representative Patrick McHenry, a McCarthy ally who has been directly involved in the talks with the White House, said last night's meeting with the president gave the negotiating team a little more of the details we need to get a package that can pass Congress. Biden's take, well, at the outset of the meeting, Biden stressed the need for a bipartisan deal and acknowledge the need to cut spending. We have to be in a position where we can sell it, a deal, to our constituencies. We're pretty well divided in the House, almost down the middle, and it's not any different in the Senate. So we've got to get something we can sell to both sides. USDA announces $440 million in rural assistance. Areas served by the USDA's Rural Partners Network set to benefit from a wide array of federal programs as the department rolls out almost $400 million to address long-standing poverty in the region. The money, a little more than $394 million, is primarily being distributed through loans, but about $35.3 million in grants will also be awarded through the USDA Rural Development Programs. The loans and grants are spread across more than 50 projects in Puerto Rico and 8 states as USDA stands up RPN to focus on reversing trends that have hampered rural communities and their pursuit of economic development. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. GAO pressures USDA on SNAP and climate. The Government Accountability Office, which serves as the congressional watchdog for federal agencies, is out with a new list of its top concerns with USDA. The priorities, which are based on previous GAO reports, include better planning and accountability in future updates of the Thrifty Food Plan, the model of food costs used to set benefits under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. GAO said USDA failed to follow standard procedures in deciding on changes to TFP in 2021 that resulted in a sharp increase in SNAP benefits. The Biden administration continues to defend its handling of the TFP hike. USDA has agreed with a separate priority proposal from GAO calling on the department's Climate Change Program Office to analyze the options for increasing the climate resilience of farmers. USDA plans to integrate the options into this year's update of its action plan for climate adaptation and resilience. GAO says the work could help cut the cost of federal crop insurance and disaster assistance. Colorado CAFO permit requires monitoring, a judge finds. Colorado's general permit covering discharges from concentrated animal feeding operations should have water monitoring requirements, a Colorado court has ruled. Without monitoring, there is no way to assure compliance with the permit's prohibition on discharges to waters of the U.S., Administrative Law Judge Matthew Norwood said in his order. That proper maintenance of liners combined with Colorado geology and other fiscal factors makes leakage unlikely does not eliminate the legal requirement to have representative monitoring to make sure such leakage does not occur, he said. The state can appeal the decision within 15 days. The Center for Biological Diversity and Food and Water Watch brought the action. The Colorado Livestock Association joined the state in defending the permit. The decision could have broad repercussions, CBD said. Of the 100 factory farms in Colorado that maintain a Clean Water Act permit, 99 operate under the permit at issue in this case, said CBD. Well, here's today's He Said It. If that's what gets us to 2027, that's a pretty good deal. That Senator John Hickenlooper, a Colorado Democrat, about a lower Colorado River Basin proposal that would require compensation for conservation of up to 2.3 million acre feet of water. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.